Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour. I am so excited to have this hour to share with you. Missed last month. It was just, as everyone I'm pretty sure knows, just a chaotic time. So it's really good to be back, right? It was for you too, wasn't it, Iggy? I think it was everyone. I mean, I was like, it's Wednesday? Wait, it's January? What's... It was so intense. I know I feel some soul retrieval and some collection after it, and somewhat exhausted. So actually, I want to rephrase that. More restful. The exhaustion was earlier, and now it's more like, okay, settle into some rest, and but also as well more retrieved. Like I feel more hope than ever, stronger in who I am and my medicine, and I'm noticing some of my close friends kind of a recent soul retrieval and feeling that too. Even so, noticed it in you a little bit, Iggy. Am I perceiving you correctly?
Yeah, I would have to say yes. There's been some character building moments in my life. My father-in-law passed away in January. And that's one of the main reasons we didn't get to do a show, because of that loss. And then from that point on, it's just been kind of working on myself a little bit, getting back into the swing, and then eventually just ended up in Ash Cave this weekend. I tell you, powerful time. But I came back so tired. I was just like so sleepy. Not drained, but, you know, just like, it was like this time for a big nap, like spiritual nap.
Yes, I love that. That's exactly what it is. Because it's not sleepy. It's not like I'm like, oh, it's like it's a soul tired. Yes. I saw your pictures of you with rainbows and ducks and.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was so cool. And we also went. We were very much looking forward to the Naco and the medicine song.
That was
show.
Fun.
We took. That was a grand adventure.
Yes, it was. I thought we were going to get outside of our car and dance, remember, when the traffic stopped? I was this close.
Yep, we almost had some apocalypse and a tunnel dance party. I was there. Well, let's go ahead. The sirens on my end, my 12 o'clock sirens that I live by are calmed down. So
okay.
I would love it if all that want to join me want to go into a meditative space, and I'll just do, you know, my usual little trance mediumship / just a guided journey as I notice my body, and we can check in with ourselves. So wherever you're at, go ahead and close your eyes if you're not comfortable closing your eyes, or you're not in a place where you can. Just kind of look down and or focus on one thing, one item in your room. Start to contact your breath. I've been really relaxing, so my breath, I'm noticing, has a lot of space in my lungs. So notice if yours has a lot of space, how that space is showing up today. Maybe your breath goes all the way deep into your belly. Maybe it's at the tippy top of your lungs. Maybe you're breathing just energetically through your throat. There's no right or wrong. Just notice where your body's at. And we're going to, two words are coming to mind, gentle and vulnerable. Staying really soft and gentle with your body, and noticing maybe any aches or pains or tightness, and sending that spot in your body a very gentle breath of, hello, I see you, I hear you. Maybe there's a part of your body or mind that feels really, really good and pleasurable. Bring your attention to that. Hello, I see you. Thank you. Now, because the theme for today is building a bridge between polarity, see if your breath can just bridge together all parts of your body. So take a soft inhale and just let that breath ripple in through your legs, connecting your legs to your belly, belly to chest, chest to arms, neck and head. Really see if you can contact sending that life force energy you're breathing in throughout every part of your body. And then that gentle exhale, back down the head, chest, belly, out the legs, into the ground. Take a couple more of these. So you're inhaling in good vibrational energy from all around. Fresh oxygen from the trees, crystals, minerals. And as you exhale, you're taking anything that's in your body that's not feeling great or is done, no longer serving you, and exhaling it out through the exhalation, maybe through the bottom of your feet, through the tips of your fingers. I've been noticing lately that whenever anxiety or stress or fear comes in, it's very supportive. Take one more breath to inhale, visualizing as far off as you can the support of the trees and the sky and any greenness left in the grass, and just soaking that in, allowing the outside energies to support you rather than all of your will and your energy coming from inside your own self. And then one more breath and start to flutter your eyes open and look around. Look around your room. How often we're sharing with others on our phones, on our TVs. Just take notice of the space that you're in. Maybe you're having a lot of gratitude for shelter and warmth. And as you're looking around, see if you, with your eyes open now, can contact your body. We're always doing the meditation with our eyes shut. It's imperative we start to have somatic awareness with our eyes open. So focusing on one thing in the room, see if you can still feel how heavy or light your legs feel, your belly. Maybe you can feel or sense the steady thumping of your heart. No matter what, you can always breathe. Beautiful. Well, we have a great show lined up. Again, I set the intention for deep rest for the show. I'm going to update you on a couple events that I have coming up. And then for the... hopefully we could take some callers and do some readings. And then I also did my monthly reading, which have several different kinds of decks, different Oracle card decks. This is actually the NVC, Nonviolent Communication Needs deck. And I do a once a week peer development group on NVC. I've gone to a couple trainings. I'm super into the state of the world and the way it is today, which I want to start with a check-in on that and how that's, you know, manifesting in our personal life. It's imperative that we know the needs that are coming in and how we're feeling. I know anger, anxiety has been up. I felt like going to the ER. I was worried of dehydration and dizziness earlier this week, and then a friend sent me a energy update by Elizabeth Peru that many, many light workers and healers and empaths were feeling extremely dizzy. So, which calmed me because it's quite, I feel the Earth's Kundalini brewing, and it's really intense. I know that she's being awakened and activated even more so due to, you know, the awakening and the activation and people, you know, and the humans, the way we're connected. So I, yeah, let's start with seeing if, how that's showing up for you, Icky, if it is.
Go ahead. I don't know. I'm just trying to focus on the last things that I've been working on. I have some projects I'm working on, so it's been really – I've been so distracted from the work that I usually do. But I'm just
okay.
trying to – I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to get myself organized. That's the biggest thing for me, Don. That's been a big challenge this year, getting organized.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you have, like, a list that you're checking off?
Well, I do have a list, but I veer from that list because I have – I get pulled in many directions because I have such a big family. And when you have such a big family, they all kind of want you to do this or do that for them or help you. So I've had to learn how to have healthy limits and boundaries with people and just say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that today. So I apologize if, you know, but I have to, you know, because it's easy to start something and the next thing you know, you're like way over there completely on the other side of town doing something that out of your heart you wanted to help. But, you know, just. You know, it's just refocusing for me is the biggest thing.
I really relate to being pulled in different ways. And what I'm noticing for myself is I took a guilt and shame trance, or I didn't take it. I went to a guilt and shame shamanic trance in Clintonville, which with a woman named Susan who holds different trances. And the spirit that came through, the spirit that we, or the goddess, is an Aztec goddess. I can't pronounce her name. It starts with a Q. It's very long. But she comes in, and she does like a sweat lodge, and she said my biggest, when she came in, when her spirit came in to work with me, she's quite a funny spirit. She talked about my biggest sin being martyring, doing things for others that I don't really want to do because I feel like I should or I have to. And that is definitely, that's not exactly what I heard you saying. I heard you saying you have a really big family and they all, you know, I know that your capacity to help and support people is really, really great. So I'm sure they attempt to utilize that as much as possible. I would. And so in some ways, you know, I have this great capacity to do a lot, but and on the other side, I feel very angry. Like I developed this capacity and I did it by myself or, you know, maybe through spirit. I don't know. And so therefore, sometimes I wish there was someone around me that also had this great capacity to do the work for my daughter, go to the coaching trainings and go, you know, look at all the schools and stuff. I'm like, why am I doing all this? But so I'm kind of working on what can I do that feels really good that I want for my family and for myself and for my friends. And then some no's. I've been doing some no's too. The no's aren't very comfortable. And people get really pissed off with no's too when I set those boundaries sometimes. They're like, no, mm-hmm. How dare you?
It's no for now.
Oh, I like that. No for now. Yeah. There's maybes too. Shay wanted, yeah. My daughter wanted a hamster. Maybe. Maybe. Probably not.
But Mom, we need hamster energy here. Hamster medicine.
Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. But my list has been long, and that's part of, I couldn't believe how I started the year needing to renew my hair license, take the testing. You know, start the camps and the school processes, but it's also exciting because like you, I have some projects and they come first and they bring me hope. I mean, they bring me a sense of balance and purpose. Like I'm glad that I have, mm-hmm. you know, the everyday mom's work, but I sure am excited about, I think I'm most excited about the Brothers Drake Primal Dance Party. It's going to be, the 23rd of this month at Brothers Drake Meadery, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock, and it is going to be, I mean, basically this project gives me a chance to mix my burlesque performance days, like because I have this really, you probably don't know this about me, Iggy, but I have this really dramatic part of me.
Mm-hmm. You've told me about it. I just haven't witnessed it.
It's a Oh, you haven't seen it? I was just joking. I thought you had. Yeah, I'm going to dress up and just be really dramatic. But also introduce, this connects into the energy that's happening now that I'm fully aware of, which is, you know, just the decay and and all the darkness and all the shame and guilt and all the anger of the collective that's up right now. You know, you finally getting to utilize part of my medicine, which is to, in particular at this dance party, will be self-connection, a group connection practice, and then the shamanica shakedown, just getting the most primal, sexy music, kind of like if any of you have done a trance dance or a journey dance, or Sarah, one of the owners of Brothers Drake, talked about ecstatic dancing in San Francisco and California. And I really want to bridge, make something of that nature, not too woo-woo-y spiritual, more like fun primal. So hopefully, I hope you can be there, Iggy, for the first one.
When is that?
And that is February 23rd. So this is going to be the third Thursday. Yeah, a couple weeks away.
I didn't know about that. How I missed that one.
Well, it's the one I've clarified what it is, but it's the one I said I would like you to come 1 month with your grandmother drum for some dancing and some ceremony. But probably not this one because I don't know. This is the very first one, so I don't know exactly what it's going to look like.
Well, send me a link and send me an event thing, and I'll pass along to all the people I know, and we can see if we can get some people to go.
Awesome. That sounds great. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So you've been focusing on self rather than the politics. Did you kind of shrink back from that? I know that you were fired up for a minute.
Yeah, I ran for office, so I have a little background in politics. But there's a point where, you know, it kind of gets ridiculous for me personally. I can't speak for anybody else but myself, where I'm going to be sucked into the vortex of negativity and compliance, or, you know, picking a side, or you're with this group or that group. And, you know, I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to sit there and allow myself to be, you know, feeling manipulation, duped, loyalties that I don't really feel for things. It's one thing to be anti this or anti that, but if you're going to be anti something, why don't you be positive solution to it? You know, so many people are anti, look, for example, Trump, or anti this or anti that, but no one has a solution. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I talk about, I don't hear anybody talking about, well, this is what we would like it to be, you know, or what it to look like. They're just anti this. They're, you know, and I'm not an anti person. Because when you push against something, you just get more of it. You know, if you know anything about, you know, the law of vibrations, the law of attractions, what you persist, resist, you know, you get more of it. Mm-hmm. That's why you won't see me protesting war protests. You won't see me protesting, you know, Trump protests. But you will see me, you know, walking and marching for peace, hope, and love. Because that's what I want more
that's
of.
Right. That's you go. Law of attraction, baby.
And that's where I live. That's where I choose to live.
I love that. I love that. I there came a point where, and I, for the most part, do not have, like, you know, a social media page that's, I try not to put political or anything in it. Sometimes I'll make funny jokes because I know laughter, dance, crying, grieving, getting encircled, like, those are the solutions that I have. I'm like, oh, guess what? The stuff is up, not to focus so much on politics. So I do think I can't say for me that is a focus because I don't know a ton about it. I do understand that we need a system and that the system seems, you know, a lot of people feel like the system is failing. So my solution is the personal change. But what I'm noticing through social media and through is that I haven't met, other than what you're saying, very many people who have a middle. I joke and say the Nokia "I Have Come to Build a Bridge" song. Like, I sang that for 2 weeks straight. Is where's the bridge between the left and the right? The, you know, I'm right. No, liberal. No, you know, conservative.
Yeah.
I'm like, there just does not seem to be a middle road yet that, and there might be one being created. I have not seen it yet. Of course, we're early in the process of this shift over anyway. So, and I, being a seer, know that I can see that there is a middle road and a middle path, but, and that part of that is about bridging the polarity of the right and wrong in ourselves. Like once I'm okay with like, ooh, I like this part of me and I'm not so fond of this part of me, but who am I to say how it's serving the great divine? And that's how I look at it when I look at the world. And there's things that I'm like, who am I to say what is right or wrong? I could say how it personally affects me, what it brings up for me and my family. But yeah, so I'm just throwing that out there. Middle of the road. Like, where's the bridge?
I agree with you because, you know, you're either one or the other. To, you know, and if you're the other, you get a lot of flack for it. And, you know, that's, I think, like you said, you just said something very important that, you know, what's good for you, you know, doesn't necessarily mean it's good for somebody else. There are other people who don't align with, you know, certain beliefs, and that's normal. I mean, that's nothing new. And now we're just moving into a space where, you know, it's far one way or far the other. And the bridge builders, I think, are kind of neutral right now. They're not really saying one or the other. I'm kind of neutral. I'm not really saying one or the other. Just and a lot of it's because I don't want to hear everybody's excuse why. And they have some valid points. Both sides have valid points, but both sides also have invalid points to my belief system and my filtering system.
I agree. I make a stand for you know, really, what works for one isn't going to work for the other. So, and how can we be okay? How can we accept other people and their beliefs? You know, I have a family who is very, very conservative back in the country, back in Marysville. And they, you know, to them, I saw a glimpse of the purity of where they're coming from. You know, though I might be more, you know, equality and let's all share, they're more like what's mine's mine, you know, dang liberals. I can see where everybody's coming from. I'm like, okay, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. What I don't make a stand for is suffering. Human suffering is, or suffering that's imposed on another. Like that's not okay. So
I agree.
Actually love the cards that I pulled for the general read, the needs. I think it ties into this. That's why I wanted to bring it up, and then we can all discuss it or wherever it goes from there. But it really gave me insight on more feeling. That's why I love doing this blog talk radio show, because I'm like, or any reading. Anytime I do a reading, I'm like, oh, okay, that's some things that happen after we die, or, oh, that's why such and such is this way. So as a world, what are we going for? What are we looking for? It was the question, you know, just the general overall needs of right now, currently, not in the past, not in the future, right now. And freedom, the need for freedom and equality came up. And so I didn't really take the time to like look up the actual definitions, but intuitively when I hear freedom, I saw people like, I was talking about this in my peer development group, how when I went to college and I looked around and I was like, I wanted to shake everyone and go, hello, you're not buying this lie, right? You're not buying the American dream that you're going to graduate and then you're going to get married and you're going to get a house and then everything's going to be okay and you're going to have the most perfect life. Like, and so when I, and that was just for me. I mean, obviously that does make some people happy, but there is the opposite of freedom in that to me, which is that we're sold that there is one way to live and be. And if you don't, there's shame. There is shame. There is lack of equality. Like, you know, even when I got pregnant with my daughter and I wasn't married, I mean, the shame of the doctors and the da, 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 da. I want freedom to be me. I want freedom to choose to break out of this old, you know, format that is no longer working. And that's it to me. The next card beside it is intimacy. And to me, if everyone's supposed to be in a mold, I think that that does not create a intimacy. It doesn't create that because we're having to squeeze ourselves into, again, I just keep saying the word mold, but yeah, freedom, the right to not only, if intimacy is by freedom, not only speak where we're at, speak our mind, and I'm not talking about ego, what you've heard or what you've learned, but really from your heart speaking, the freedom to be able to do that and still receive intimacy, still receive connection with others and to be fully seen and heard. And so I feel like there's a lot of people out there that are just kind of, especially on social media, just screaming and putting their foot down. I want to be seen. I want to be honored. I want to be heard.
Yes.
Underneath that is intimacy. They want connection. We're lonely as a collective, lonely as shit. The more I tap into it, I'm like, oh, everyone's so lonely. They thought that if they did the quote-unquote American dream, they would have their happily ever after. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from this planet, so I was like, I knew it when I was born. I was like, oh, guys, no, there's other ways. You could do all kinds of shit. You don't have to do that.
Funny.
Just stop and check it first.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I'm from another planet. I like
that. I have
that.
To be. There's no way that I, for me to see the things I see and just be, I don't know. Just to wrap this general read up so then people can call or me and you can talk about it or whatever, is there's three more needs that came up, which is participation, protection, and understanding. And Spirit's telling me that these are the cards for us to utilize. So when we're in fear or when we're angry or when things seem out of our control, and that's a big thing that's happened, is as we stepped into a time period where that illusion of a mold that that serves us, keeps us safe, and it is an illusion, though structure does create a sense of safety. That is a fact. We're never fully, safe, though we can think we are. So our egos, when we're afraid, want to do something, hence all the marches, hence all the protests. I love these marches and protests because it does bring awareness to issues. And I also, I was marching for GMOs, several years ago, know that the powers that be that want what they want, it's going to probably happen. Right? Because they have power. They're above us in the hierarchy, unfortunately. So the solutions that came through from Spirit, some things coming through right now are participation. Participation with your children, with yourself, self-awareness, with community especially. There's a great call for, children who need mentors, animal shelters, the earth, caring for the earth. We just got our first, where you put the food in, and because you're not supposed to put old food in the garbage, it's really bad for the, composting.
Okay.
Yes. So whatever way you can step up your participation for the new earth. The new earth, what is that? It's more self-sustaining. So rather than leaning so much on an institution that might or might not be, or maybe probably both, of our best interest, it probably has both, some for our interest and some not, maybe we could find a medium bridge, Spirit is saying and showing me, for where, yes, we're still a part of a system, and we also have a little bit, we're not giving away all of our power. We're also, maybe starting, I know Iggy and I have been doing this for a few years, growing our own food and, we can shop at farmers markets and maybe start to slowly saving for, to get, my next home is going to be solar and wind, just really attempting. And then I'm going to take some classes this spring. If you live in Columbus, Franklin Park is having all kinds of classes on, eco-village type of living, how to garden, how to you know, raise your own chickens, permaculture. So participation, that's at the very top of how we're going to bridge this freedom, equality, and our own personal stories. Protection card comes up. Let me tap into that for one moment. So the first thing I'm seeing is, and this is funny because I have seen this now, I think about it with a couple clients, is, you know, what happens when there's a collective fear is that we put a wall or a shell up, and that's okay. Spirit's letting us know that, you know, it's okay, especially for the next month or two, because we're having such a wave of awakening all at the same time, that it's okay to do what you need to do to feel safe, to feel a layer of protection. You know, whether that be, you know, if you want to spiritually do it, putting up colors, I put up blue before I go into a store or a group, and I don't know what's going to be in there, if everybody's going to be off the chain energetically, I, you know, put up maybe a blue shield around me. And fully feel free as well, especially this month, to really get super deep and restful and slow and as much as possible rest, rest, rest. That's protecting your body against bad vibes and funky energy as well. And then the last card, universal need up, and it's holding together all these other cards, is understanding. And this is really beautiful, actually. What Spirit's showing me, instead of seeking to understand your neighbor just yet, we're talking about that bridge. How do we step into their shoes? Spirit's saying you haven't fully stepped into your own shoes yet to fully understand how you've been rocked, what personal ancestor wounds have come up for you, what aching, longing in your heart, what have you wanted to be free from, or how can your system feel free? So becoming really, as you get slow and centered and spend more time with yourself this month, how can you understand you better? Like, how can you get a new level of understanding? And I really like that. I'm hearing from Spirit, even my guides are even telling me, even you, Dawn, you got to go sit and understand a new part of yourself. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. We all do.
Yeah. When I work with Ascended Masters, almost all of them have taught me, do not go out and try to be unconditional love. Is because you're going to be martyring. You're going to go, I really don't like that person. But, oh, come here, give me a big hug. But you annoy the shit out of me. But, oh, come here, give me a big hug. No, it's fucking fake. What I can do is look at the parts of me that I'm like, the parts of me that I'm like, oh, my God, I hate that I yell or I hate that I get angry, and then seek to understand that anger. Where is it coming from? And then softening, oh, Dawn, when you get really angry, like, you're just trying to protect yourself, and I see that now, or you really want that to change, or, you know. And so if I understand this part about me, then when I run into someone who's extremely angry, I'm not going to try to be love and light and unconditional with them. I'm going to get it. I'm going to go, oh, shit. I get that, you know, rather than repress that emotion. That's fucking authenticity. That's why I wrote The Authentic Goddess, because I'm like, don't try to be good. Don't try to be loving. Don't be hateful, obviously. I mean, outright hateful isn't the answer either.
Right, right.
Fucking build the bridge. Okay, that reading went into a tyrant. I apologize.
That's what had to be heard. By somebody out there.
Or myself. I have to keep reminding myself, you know, that it's not about the outside work, because that naturally flows. When I'm doing the inside work, when I'm loving me or caring for me, I naturally love and care for everyone around me. It just flows out. And that's what the Ascended Masters be teaching. They're like, it's just a lost teaching. It really got it skewed. Give to others. Leave your, you know, don't do it for yourself.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. And we got some callers here waiting for you if you're up for it. It is your show, though.
Yeah, I'm down.
Sound good?
I'm dang.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. Listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
Ooh, that sounds so epic, like you're in a cave. Your host, Don Thompson. Fun.
It's the universe talking.
Whoa!
You still there?
How's the caller situation?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Caller number one.
Caller number one, you're on air. Hello.
Hello. Wow. I'm surprised because tune in. Wow. How are you guys today? Good?
I'm super good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. It's a rainy day, but I'm still good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
it
good.
Is. It's very restful.
It's all good. Honey?
I said it's rainy and restful here.
Where are you located?
Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in Georgia.
How about yourself?
Georgia, Atlanta. Yes.
I have several clients in Georgia. I must have a heart link to doing readings for people in Georgia. Well, do you have a question, or did you want a mini general reading?
A general.
Perfect.
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm going to connect into your energy.
My name is Maddie, by the way. I don't think I gave you my name. My name is Maddie, by the way.
Maddie. Hi, Maddie. I'm Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
All right. Let's see what's been living in your world and some things that might be able to help facilitate your world being even more benevolent and amazing. Okay. Well, it looks like, so you said you're just calling in, and earlier we were doing a general overall reading about freedom and how to feel free. And you you have a theme or in the past of breaking free. So you're kind of in this new spot in your life where you've just broken free from a situation, or you've decided you're going to break free, and it feels, you're feeling like 100 pounds lighter, I tell you. It feels great, Maddie. Your guides are asking you to trust your intuition that, you know, there's a part of you that's very, very secure and knows what you want, and then there's another part that's still doubting and still questioning. And you can go ahead and know that, you know, the choices that you're making are the best for you. Now, anything, any of the side details that are coming up for what, you know, because you're about to get really busy. Right now you're in the void or in the in-between space, but you're about to get pretty busy. So your guides are asking you to detoxify, meaning cutting out any fear-based decisions. So as you build a life for yourself, as you're in your life, anything, any of those shoulds, you know, I should do this because this is going to affect this, anytime your body, basically your body starts feeling heavy when you're going down all this mental figuring out and all this stuff that need not be. So your guides are asking you to cut that out and literally do a ceremonial bath or shower where you wash away the past and you say out loud, you know, you're in the shower, let that water wash away what was and that no longer served you. And when you step out You are clear and clean and ready, most of all, to receive, because you were born and came here to learn how to receive. You're such a giver. Now, how can you get more receiving and more energy flow? Is through your creative expression. So that's the other thing. Kind of cut and leave the details of heavier projects. Maybe ask other people, which would mean you'd be receiving, and start focusing on your creativity. I mean, you have a fantastic, magical imagination and visualization. The butterfly is coming through to, again, to solidify the fact that you are stepping into a new era for yourself. They're all about trusting that intuition and blossoming. And the foundation of what you're stepping into is remembering your inherent kindness. Now, kindness is different than nice. Nice doesn't serve anyone. Nice is, is a societal, a societal way of being to appease, and it can be really unauthentic. And you've never had a problem, with fake nice. But your guides do want you to remember that you are a kind person. Your grandma is actually coming through to remind us of this, that she has always been a very kind person, and she doesn't want you to forget that is who you come from and what you are. That does not take away you being strong, because you are strong, and your strength is in your kindness. And that is your messages from your mini reading from Spirit today. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. One other thing to say. That was that is true. I am kind, has always been kind. Mm-hmm. And there are times that others feel like maybe it's not real.
Right.
Because they want to see.
Right.
They really want to see me. To be nasty, rude, or what have you. That's just not who I am.
Nope, that's not you. And you're not going to be, you're going to be real. You're not fake. You're going to be real with people, but you're also just kind. And that's a beautiful thing. So thanks for calling today.
All right. Good read.
What a sweetie.
I like that.
Thanks. I like it when ancestors come through. Mediumship is not something that if people can come to me and say, yeah, can I talk to, my father or my husband or, but what I find for my mediumship is that the spirit has to want to come through. So like if they're busy doing something else, I really don't got the energy to go drag them out of their other work, because we do.
Sure.
So much stuff on the other side. So that was cute. Her grandma was like really kind of sassy, like, you tell her, you remind her where she came from. She's kind and just proud of her. It was cute.
Yes. Yep. You ready for another one?
Yes, we can take another one.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air with Dawn of the New Era. Hello, is anyone there?
Maybe they're just listening. We'll go to the other line. We'll go to the other line. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's try the other one.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is Dawn of the New Era.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. How can we help you today?
Well, I was thinking about relocating, but if there's something in general that I need to know other than relocating, I'm open to Spirit's guidance.
Okay, let's check. You are very open. That's nice. I like it when people are open. It's easier to read. Okay. That's interesting, because the first thing I heard as well was you want to go to a place where you feel safe. Earlier in the show today, we talked about general need as human beings to feel protection and to feel safe. So, you know, where you're at, you're not necessarily feeling that that's the highest vibration for you. Is that correct?
Yes.
There's been some problems. Yeah. The problems have been resolved. If you want, you do not have to relocate. They are asking you, you can if you want, but they're saying, again, this is interesting because the same thing came up for another reader about trusting in your own process. See, we're in a new phase as a collective consciousness where we get a little bit more manifestation control over our lives, and you get to choose. You're going to have more clarity on whether to relocate or not by clearing out. So start your spring cleaning a little early. Start boxing things up, maybe organizing, maybe selling, giving away. That's going to really create a space. And you have some stuff of someone else's. Is that true?
I have some stuff I divorced, so there's some like community stuff that, you know, how when you're divorcing, you're dividing things up. So
yes, yes, and that's, it's cluttering up your mind and your energetic, and you'd be amazed how much physical things can affect you emotionally and your energetic level. When my mom moved out of state, she put a bunch of her belongings in the basement, and it wasn't until a couple years later that I psychically realized that her baggage was in my basement, my root chakra. So some of his, you know, some of this is a process. All in all, what your guides are telling you you need, and I love this, I'm like, I want that, I need that, is vacation, a trip to clear your mind. You've just been boggled with so much, you know, change and activity and this clearing. It's not for lack of, when I'm saying clear out your space, it's not for lack of already attempting and trying. So it is no wonder that you're wanting to start over. And so your guides say, start with clearing out what you can. So even if you can't touch your ex's stuff, anything of yours, take a mini trip, even if it's a day trip to a place near you where you can clear your head, get some space. All the problems have been resolved, really. Now you need some laughter and some aesthetic beauty. So, you know, go ahead. You can do that for yourself. You know, maybe go to the salon and get a nice blowout or a color, maybe a fresh new outfit. But your system is great. And, you know, when I say these things, sometimes people, when I'm giving me a reading, they're like, really? Is that spiritual? It's so spiritual. There's a big component of self-care and luxurious delighting in our five senses. That's a big part of spirituality. So when it comes up, I get excited for people because I'm like, oh, your spiritual path right now is to laugh and get some beauty in your life and go on a vacation. So even if funds are tight, you need to go someplace where you feel safe, where you don't have to do or be anything for at least a day. I would recommend a weekend, a long weekend if possible. And then to end your mini reading, just know, everything's already been resolved. These worries that are circulating in your mind, these are no longer anything you need to worry about. So get that sense of safety in your body. You are safe. Your guides are promising you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, that's a big thing for me, safety. Oh, yes. Thank you.
I see that. You're welcome, hon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Oh, spirit guides, please tell me to go on vacation and get a new outfit.
In a mohawk.
Ooh, that's funny. I don't think that's happening for me anytime soon. It's pretty sweet, though.
Get a mohawk.
I could see you doing a mohawk. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Those are really good readings. I really, I'm really going to take that to heart, you know, that both feeling safe and trusting your intuition came up for both women who called in. So I'm guessing that that's a message for us too, you know, that us, the sense of safety that I might be longing for is not so much in the outside world, though I do believe in the collective goodness of men and women. And I do believe in, there's a great spirit that's, you know, winding out this big, intricate flower of life plan that's so complex I could never get it. I do believe all that. And I also believe, you know, see that there's some scary stuff going on. And I know, like, what was it, December had that inner child theme. And I haven't necessarily checked in with my inner child, but maybe she's the one that needs, you know, to feel safe. Maybe that's kind of what's coming up. It looks like if I put together these readings, feeling safe and protected, trusting the adult higher self. You sound distracted. Are you at the store?
No, I'm here. I'm just listening to your show.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. I'm trying to be funny, and sometimes when I try to be funny, it's not very funny.
There can only be one, right? They say only one funny guy in the group.
Yes, it's true. The funny one. But what does that make me? The uptight one? No.
you're the other funny person.
Okay, speaking of funny, I would love it to hear if Nako, if we have a caller, Nako Bear, has he arrived yet?
Oh, yeah, Nako Bear. <That's funny>. Please remember.
Me and Amber were talking about, we haven't laughed that hard in a long, long time. So thank you for that.
Well, she started
really
it.
Really value friends. Did she?
Well, she started it when she said we went to that restaurant, remember?
Oh, yes. We found a restaurant on the Kentucky Ohio border called Cock and Bull.
Yeah,
and then
the
from
one.
There it was.
I
we
let you
were
say
done.
It.
We were. Oh yeah, Cock and Bull. We ate at the Cock and Bull. It was delicious. Delicious, juicy burger. That town was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I had a good time. That was fun. That was a good time going to the concert, hanging out there. It went so fast. It was just like, pfft, it was over.
January went so fast. That concert went so fast. My daughter's childhood went so fast. I don't know what's going on. We're in some kind of time warp. But
we're an accelerated rate.
We are an accelerated rate. And it is not just perception because we're getting older. Because my daughter did say, she goes, gee, this was last year. She goes, man, time's going fast. Have you noticed how fast time's going? And I was like, oh, so this is like not just because, you know, I've lived 37 years, but this year seems fast. It's definitely going up there. So, yeah, I think
well,
I don't really have any more readings or anything.
Well,
I
you remember. You remember.
The,
you remember, Don.
Remember.
You're the one that said about the, you know, the Mayan calendar. Nothing happened. Nothing blew off. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And now we're an accelerated rate.
I hesitate when I'm talking to, like, clients, especially hair clients, because I still do hair 3 days a week. And they're like, what's going on, man? And then I see them, you know, kind of struggling with either not just hair clients, you know, but with fear and the ego and what's going to happen and how to figure it out. And what keeps coming back to me is those teachings from that time period that we kept hearing from the Mayan elders and everyone who had studied that, you know, something about the time changing, which was we have to go from our heads to our hearts, which could be translated in many ways because it's very fucking general. But, you know, we have to go from thinking to feeling, from trying to figure it out to, you know, self-awareness and connection, or else we would go batshit crazy. And what would happen is that then there would be a split between two worlds. That was the teachings, which I can kind of see. I definitely feel like I'm in an alternate world, but also personally a bridge between the two worlds. I'm kind of scared of the crazy world, though.
The crazy world.
Everybody's crazy. They're all in here.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit more intense, though. I was just, like, going into Target, and this guy was, like, running, screaming through the parking lot. Now, I know this isn't a new thing that people run and scream and say, God, help me, God, help me. But it's becoming more and more prevalent, especially, I mean,
right.
I've lived in the same area for a while. There's people just standing in the streets looking like they're in shock, and I'm like, toot, toot, hey, go ahead and keep crossing the street. I mean, it's definitely more prevalent.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I'm probably one of them, too.
you're one of
Why is that man
crazy.
Standing in the middle of the road, Mommy? How did I get here? How did I get here?
To be sane either. I'm not saying I'm the. I don't even know. I guess sick would be the difference. Like a sickness.
There you go.
Oh shoot, you're funny. Aw.
Try to find the humor in things.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Keep doing that. We'll all be all right.
I believe so.
And come to the dance party. Anyone who wants to be all right has to come to the dance party and dance. And then there's nothing like dancing. Boy, it brings you into the moment. And I did have a visual of you and your friends being there, so I hope it comes true. I was like, oh, he's going to bring a crew. I could feel it.
Oh, yeah. Always. Someone's going to show up. We're going to be jamming. We're going to be, like, rocking it up.
And it's early. That's what's great, too, is that it's not like, you know, a late night thing. So what I
That's
started
important.
To say, the only other thing is I am taking my workshop on tour, starting with Zanesville, Ohio, on the Sunday the 19th. So
Ooh.
I think that's the same week as the dance party. Yeah.
Double dance party.
That one's not a dance party. It's just intimate circle.
Okay. Well,
we can dance. We can dance after. If anyone wants to dance after, I'm down. Mhm.
Go to the Zanesville Club.
The Zanesville Club. I don't think there's a thing. I don't think that's a thing.
I'm being stupid.
Go
now.
Ahead.
Sorry.
I know you are. You're getting slap happy. That's why I was like, okay, we'll wrap it up. I'm getting tired too. I'm back. Okay. I'm ready to go back into the bear cave of rest and nurturance.
All right, you have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
Closing statement. What would a closing statement be? I'll read what's on my calendar. I'm staring at this beautiful door, and it says, love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness.
Cool.
So I would translate that, of course, as self-love is the master key to the gates of happiness, because if we love ourselves, then we naturally love others. And other than that, yeah, please, everyone, my awesome new friends that I gave mini readings to, please like my Dawn of the New Era page on Facebook. Website is dawn-thompson.com. I'm available for half-hour, an hour phone, and in-person readings if you're in Columbus, Ohio. And also my YouTube channel, which is Dawn Thompson. That's got monthly energetic reports. And I did a 2017 January reading for the year. So you can get lots of free goodies on YouTube, lots of free readings and teachings as well. And
cool.
So that's it. I love everyone so much, and I hope to feel free to reach out and comment. And I love you, Iggy. I'm glad I feel like I get to
love
see
you
a lot all of a sudden.
Very good. You have a great week as well, and then I'll catch up with you sometime here with definitely going to go to your dance party because I love to dance.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Thank you. Don't bring it. It's a-